Well, happy Thursday. A little bit of overcast, some showers in the area, but we know that that's going to be cleared out totally by this weekend because there are just so many wonderful things taking place in the Tallahassee area, and we know the weather will be amenable to all those occasions. Welcome to Perspectives. I'm Tom Flanagan, and it's so good to have you at the other end of the telephone lines, the radio waves, the Twitter machine, and all the many ways we have to communicate with one another nowadays. Phone is, of course, 414-123. If it's local, long distance is 800-926-8809. Email perspectives at WFSU.org. And our Twitter handle is at WFSU Perspective. 16 years this is going to be going on now, and this referring to the Lemoyne Chain of Parks Art Festival taking place in downtown Tallahassee this Saturday and Sunday, 10 until 5 both days, with a fantastic selection of artists who are going to be showing off their wares. And of course, they're available for purchase as well if you would like to add something very, very special to your domicile or place of business or whatever. And to talk about the Chain of Parks Art Festival today, we have some old dear friends and a new friend as well. Starting off with Festival Chair Kelly Dozier. You've been chairing this for how many years now?
This is the ninth year that I've been involved with the leadership team.
Ah, okay. And how does one get roped into the leadership team?
I think you fail to say no and run out of the room.
Great to see you, Kelly. Can't wait to get all the lowdown on what's going on with the Chain of Parks this particular year. Of course, there could be nothing of this magnitude without a lot of community support, and that includes patrons, and we have a patron here who is Jim Davis, a festival patron, and also the head guy at Sustainable Tallahassee, wearing many different hats today.
I am doing that, and appreciative being here. You know, this is just such a great audience for our organization to talk about environmental stewardship in our community. So many times we speak to our choir, you know, people here. This is time to get out to the 50,000. You know, attendees at the festival. So we're just very happy and very glad that Lemoyne and Kelly has asked us to be involved in this event and helping to green the event.
Well, it's so wonderful to see you, Jim, and thanks for coming aboard. And of course, our old pal, Ann Kozulski, who is the Lord High Head Honchoette of the Lemoyne Center for the Visual Arts here in Tallahassee. Hey, Ann.
Hi, Tom. How you doing?
You know, I just could not be doing better. So you are ready for a fun-filled, intense weekend?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Kelly has once again worked her magic and worked the soles off of her shoes to make this a success. And I get the pleasure of walking the festival and meeting all the artists and greeting the people and just having a wonderful time.
Well, we try to do this every year as much as possible in the run-up to the Chain of Parks Art Festival to have a Perspectives get-together, a little update, and how this year is going to be bigger and better than years previous and all that. But, Kelly, I can remember when there was no such thing as the Chain of Parks Art Festival, and there had been lots of talk about it, and there were small, like, kind of pop-up artistic displays that individual art folks would have in this area to show off their wares. But that was the thing. Boy, one day we're going to have a big community-wide art festival and people can come out from miles around and see. And this thing has just grown like crazy since its inception.
It really has. And, you know, it started as a great idea for Lemoyne to have a fundraiser. And at the same time, support local artists, give them a wonderful venue to show and sell their art. And over the years, it has really grown into a major fine art festival. And it's now actually nationally ranked by Sunshine Artist Magazine in the top 100 fine art festivals in the nation. And there are thousands of those festivals in the nation. So that is a major accomplishment for Lemoyne and Tallahassee and our local regional artists as well.
Well, Jim Davis, you had mentioned just a moment ago, 50,000 people typically show up for this thing. That's huge.
Oh, it is huge. You know, we always plan. I'm a reformed CPA, as I like to say. And this is always the weekend after tax season. You know, unfortunately, this year tax season goes through the 18th, but, you know, it was always a big event in our lives, you know, to come to the festival. So, but yeah, 50,000 people, it's amazing downtown Tallahassee.
Yeah, and you can use part of your tax refund if you filed early and you have already had that credited to your account, or maybe you can look upon it as a deduction. I think cultural things under some subchapter are subject to, you know, some tax abatement there, right?
Speak to your tax preparer.
Yeah. Yes, your mileage may vary. And Kozolinski, a little bit of logistic stuff here. More than 100 artists?
Oh, more than 150 artists, yes, from across the nation. Local, statewide, but they come from all over. And that's what makes this the one of the top 100 festivals of the nation, because the artists vote on that ranking. And through all the hard work and jurying and the logistics, like you were saying, of the festival, that makes it special for the artists. And they all appreciate it. And that's reflected in our ranking.
Well, Kelly Dozier, we were talking here before we went on the air that, again, many are called, but few are chosen, I guess, if you want to use the old biblical admonition there. But how many applications typically come in to, hey, me, pick me, I want to be part of the Chain of Parks?
Well, the number of applications has been growing through the years, and our national ranking has really cranked that up for us. Applications come through a website for artist applications, and we keep our number of artists to 150. So this year we had over 275 artists apply to be in the festival. So you can see that the jurying process really does eliminate a lot of those artists. So we're picking only the best to show here in Tallahassee. It's a blind jurying. The artists submit photos of their work and of their booth. So we want a quality-looking booth, and we want the best quality art that we can get to have here in the festival.
Okay. And is the jury made up just exclusively of Lemoyne folk, or do you bring in other people, or how does that work?
It's mostly the folks who are involved with planning for the festival, and then local art experts are also included in that.
That's got to be some hard decisions, though, because looking at – and there is a program, guys, by the way. And how do you get one of these puppies?
They're available for free at the festival.
At the festival. Okay. So you can go even as you begin your foray into the – hey, there's a map, too.
Yes.
Ah,
wonderful map.
Yeah, and you can tell exactly whose booth is where, and then photographic examples of their work, be it jewelry or mixed media or ceramics or painting or sculpture or drawing or any number of other things, and exactly where they're going to be in this context.
Well, the other thing, Tom, is we now have an app. So you can download the Lemoyne Arts app and find the program in there, and all the artists are listed by booth number and all that. So, you know, you can get it right there on your phone
too. Modern technology has come to the Chain of Parks Art
right.
Festival.
That's right. Right.
And for the low techie techies, there are street signs established throughout the park that will give direction as to the numbers of booths and items and whatnot that are indicated on the paper map, but also on the street signs, on the lane sponsor signs.
Okay, and that is in keeping with something we are now seeing in downtown Tallahassee. In fact, my wife pointed that out to me the other day when we were buzzing around downtown. She says, when did all these directional signs go up?
Yeah, they're nice, aren't they?
They really are. And you can, okay, Capitol is this way, FSU and FAM are that way, or Cascades Park or whatever else. And it's a big help. I mean, even old-time Tallahasseans sometimes get lost because of all the changes that we've seen recently. I mean, downtown Tallahassee now is not what it was 15 years ago, for sure. And you get into that's that right. whole college town area. Man, I'm lost, you know, and I'm down there two or three times a week. So that's crazy.
Yep.
Jim, how did you get involved in all this, though, as head guy at Sustainable Tallahassee to dive into the artistic realm here?
Early fall, Kelly emailed me and asked if we'd be interested in helping to green the festival. And so we talked. And you know, last year the in Sunday unfortunately was rained out in the festival, and you know, as she put it, she saw a food vendor throw away three garbage cans full of prepared food. Part of our thing we do at Daniel Tassi is promote the local food efforts, and there's a lot of food deserts in this community at times. So that was sort of got us thinking about how we could help, especially in the food efforts, working with the food trucks, helping eliminate, and we've convinced them to hopefully eliminate styrofoam, and plastic bags at the food, which is a start. And also, then we started talking further what we could do, and hopefully, and one of the big things we're going to do is promote recycling and also composting at the festival. So it's one way of getting our volunteers involved, but also getting the message out there. The word sustainable doesn't mean a lot to a lot of people. It's a hard word, and people use it in so many different contexts. So it's one way of us getting out, speaking again to all these attendees that are out there, and also getting our name out as sort of from a branding standpoint, and also being a service to a community. Part of our whole thing is collaboration, and we've been fortunate enough in this that we've been able to collaborate. The city, the county have been great. An organization, Green Party Events, has been great. Working with Lemoyne, all this collaboration has been great to see. So it's what we're here for.
Because normally you get an event of this magnitude. Yep. Like you said, 50,000 folks show up. Right. And at the tail end, after the tents are taken down and everything is vacant, you see the mass of stuff that's been left behind.
Well, that's part of hopefully what we'll be able to do is to get some metrics to say what we have recycled, what the result of this. Then the ultimate goal is to produce a guide that other festivals in this community can use when they do it. Because like you said earlier, there's a lot of festivals in this community. So if we can help a few more do that, then we're making progress.
Yeah, Tallahassee's festivals also going green along with the rest of the city and the county. And we're talking about the upcoming Lemoyne Chain of Parks Art Fest here on Perspectives. And, of course, we'd love to hear from you if you are perhaps one of the participating artists. I think we have one or two or perhaps more of those that are in tune with us right now. Or there's something you'd like to know about the upcoming festival do you have any of this or any of that? Or is this artist represented? Give us a call, 414-1234. 800-9268-809. Well, I tell you, Tallahassee is just going to be one seething hotbed of culture this weekend. Of course, you've got the Southern Shakespeare Festival going on down at Cascades Park. They are doing a 1950s carnival take on the Comedy of Errors. And there's going to be performances there on Friday and Saturday. Also, there's going to be the what do they call the Bardlings, which is the younger group of Shakespeare performers that's under the auspices of the Southern Shakespeare folks. But right up the road from there, if you go into Tallahassee's downtown parks, you've got the Lemoyne Chain of Parks Art Festival, and that's what we're talking about here on Perspectives with Festival Chair Kelly Dozier and Lemoyne Executive Director Ann Kozalewski and Festival Patron and Head Guy at Sustainable Tallahassee Jim Davis here with us. And we're joined by Susan, who's given us a call on line one. Hi, Susan.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
Doing well. I was talking to your other half. I won't say better half. That would be pejorative. But your other half this morning. And Mark said, if I talk to you, please tell you hi, because he doesn't get to see you too much since you guys got back in town.
That's right. We're like ships passing in the night.
Well, what is happening with your participation in the festival this year, Susan Baldino?
Well, thanks, Tom, for taking my call. I represent VSA Florida. We are the state organization on arts and disability, and we are thrilled, Kelly, Ann, and Jim, to be part of the Chain of Parks Art Festival on Saturday and Sunday. I hope the entire community comes to visit my booth there. We've got a community art project going. It's called Together and Able, and it's a huge, large-scale painting, and everybody is invited to bring their words to this painting about differing abilities, inclusion, and social justice and human rights. So we're trying to make a powerful statement about those things at this art festival. I'm located on Park Avenue near the northwest corner of Park and Gadsden, right near the Florida Council for Community Mental Health. So I hope everyone will come and visit us.
Oh, that's terrific. Is this your first year taking part in it, Susan, or you've been there before?
This is my first year. I'm happy to represent VSA Florida in this region, so it's the first year that I will be participating.
Well, I will be looking for your Willing and Able mural and your booth down there.
Willing and Able.
All right. We will be checking that out this weekend, and thanks so much for giving us a call and the plug.
Okay. Thank you very much. Great show, Tom.
Thanks so much, Susan. Really appreciate that. Kelly.
So Susan mentioned where she's going to be located, and she's going to be located along with about 20 other of our community partners, including Sustainable Tallahassee, in the Village. It's a new interactive area of the festival where folks of all ages can go down and get their hands into an art project. And it's going to be a lot of fun for everybody. So hopefully everyone will go down there. We have 8 demonstration artists that are doing their work right there in the park, and they will stop and talk to you and tell you about their methods of creating art. We have the 10 children's pop-up studios in the Village, which was so popular, we just keep growing it. It's just become a big hit at the festival. So bring your kids down to get their hands into art. There are 10 different forms of art that can be done down there, and it's free. They take the work with them. And then there's something for all ages with our community partners. So lots going on down there at the Village.
Well, and it's a good opportunity, I think, to remind folks of the express intention and objective of LeMoyne and Kozielewski, which is not just we have displays and we have venues for local artists to show off their wares and all of that, but the educational component of LeMoyne, which is foundational to what you guys are all about.
Absolutely. Education is a major component of LeMoyne and always has been. It's grown from having classes in the upstairs conference room to our education facility on Call Street, where we have classes and opportunities for everyone from pre-K age to adult. And our camps, our summer camp, spring break, holiday camp, are superior. We don't babysit, and the kids are provided the opportunity to create within themes or challenged with new mediums, and they are introduced to parts of the world they may not know. And it's just very, very exciting, and bringing in adult teachers that can provide the opportunity for all of the homegrown artists and people who want to develop their talents to grow that a little bit farther.
And not meant to be in direct competition with the public school art program, because you have so many great art teachers that are working throughout the school system now.
Oh, absolutely.
But as certainly a supplement, but also an opportunity to take that creative young person who has shown some wonderful talent and kind of get them off in maybe some additional directions that would not be open to them.
Right,
that way.
Right. Our camp teachers are many times master students from the universities, and our adult teachers are local artists. We have Natalia Andreeva, who is one of the artists in the festival, as a matter of fact, teaches at LeMoyne. We have Joe Roche, a 30-year veteran of FAMU's art department, and he's teaching at LeMoyne now. Very excited about his work. And Nancy Jefferson, who is our potter in residence at LeMoyne and is also participating in the Chain of Parks Festival. So we have professional artists providing the opportunity for people to come and learn from the best.
Jim Davis, just a personal aside, what is your favorite artistic medium or art form?
Photographs.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, definitely.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay, a color, black and white, landscape, portrait, what?
Both.
Oh, everything.
Really do. Yeah, you know, like, yeah, from the Clyde Butcher type black and white, you know, to, you know, to landscape, things of Florida, you know. Mm.
Yeah, the wonderful thing now with all the developments in digital photography that, right. I mean, there are capabilities the average person can have, maybe not through their phone, but through a decent digital SLR that you, I mean, you know, Nikon, eat your heart out. I've got an old style film camera, and you just can't touch what you can do with some of the stuff today.
Well, I remember when your former president, Larry Fuchs, was very much into photographs.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
And some awesome stuff. Film, exactly. Mm-hmm. It was great what he did.
Yeah.
In case you're just joining us, the LeMoyne Chain of Parks Art Festival taking place this Saturday and Sunday from 10 until 5 both days. That's in the Park Avenue Chain of Parks in downtown Tallahassee with about 150 terrific artists, both in the local, the regional, and you were even saying, Kelly, you got some national talent?
Absolutely. Coming. Talent is coming from all over the country. You know, these artists look for the best festivals to show, and they plan their route. They're coming from Washington State, Michigan, California, you name it, and they're in their RVs or vans or whatever with all their art, and they start heading our way. And the Southeast, and particularly Florida, is known for having the best art festivals. And so they do a circuit. And Tallahassee has gotten on their radar screen. And so they're on their way from all over the country. And, of course, we are so lucky to have such talented artists right here in Tallahassee. So those folks get in the festival because they are excellent. And it's such a great opportunity for all of these artists to actually see each other's work. I see them talking about their art, and they get inspired from each other. So having these folks come in from out of town is great for our local artists and vice versa. They get to know each other, and they share their experiences, and they get motivated and inspired.
Yeah, because the legend of the starving artist, Ann Kozielewski, is based in reality. It is tough to make a living doing it. No matter how good you are, it is still hard.
It's very hard. It's very hard. I know very few that do it. And the driving force, however, is the muse, the creative juice inside of us that won't let us not create and move forward. And there comes a point where you look around and you're just like, oh man, I got to do something with all this stuff. And so you take that giant leap of faith and put it out there in front of the people to say whether or not they like it. And nobody likes to be told their babies are ugly. So, you know, you put it out there, and that first sale, it doesn't matter if it's $1 or $5. It's the most exhilarating moment in your life. And a lot of artists on the circuit are teachers, you know. So they'll do this during their summer They finally make the leap and go full time. So it's fun to meet them, and they're all cut from the same cloth.
Well, Chain of Parks is such a terrific opportunity to not only see the works, but to meet the artists, as you were saying, Anne, and kind of tap into that juice. What's going on,
right,
you know, behind the works, and what are the influences that the artist has, and what he or she brings to this ongoing development of the aesthetic that is really so. I can't imagine a world without art. You know, totally biased that I am, you know, as a former art teacher. But when you have a town the size of Tallahassee and there are communities of comparable size in the country that have very large, ongoing, sustaining art galleries. And we have some. We got like 621 and, you know, some of the private galleries around town. But we don't have a big gallery like some cities do. And this is a great one-stop shop to see what we do have in this area.
Oh, this is the opportunity for the people here in Tallahassee to see what's out there in the big world. I mean, you see it on TV, you can see it in magazines, but here it is. It's up close and personal, and it's the opportunity for you to own a piece of that. And you may not be able to buy that great big over-the-sofa of painting that you want, but I recommend for all collectors, all new collectors, especially the young, to find something they like that they can afford and then start from there, build up, and maybe next year they can buy something larger. But the important thing and a very exciting thing is to own a piece of original, one-of-a-kind artwork, not one of a million, but one of a kind.
And that is something that you really have. I'm just looking again through the catalog, and I got to go quick during the next break and download the app. So I got on my phone. In case I leave the catalog like on my desk and I'm at home tonight, I go, God, I got to see what's going on here, particularly in Potteryville here. And how do you do that? Just go to the App Store, Kelly, and pull it down?
You go to the App Store. It's free, and it's Lemoyne Arts. And you can just download it, and you can get lots of information. We'll be sending out some push notices during the festival about certain pop-up things that are happening. We have a lot of pop-up entertainment this year, which is a lot of fun. You know, just anything that's new. We're also doing a People's Choice Award through our app. So we're allowing the folks that come to the festival to vote on their favorite artists. And we have some awards for the three top vote getters. And so that's the only way to do that is to download the app and go to the People's Choice Award and enter your favorite artist's name. And it's one vote per device. And we're hoping to get folks involved that way and find out who our visitors like the best. We have judges who are going to be judging. These are art experts from, as it turns out, both are from Pensacola this year, and they're coming over, and they will judge all the artists, and we give out $10,000 in award money to the artists, to the top artists in the festival, according to our judges.
Oh, that's a good participatory motivator, too, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of online stuff, a reminder, you can always find Perspectives online at WFSU.org. Go to WFSU.org, click on Radio, pull down the Programs menu, and click Perspectives. Sounds like a lot, but it's really, really simple. We archive past shows and try to have the latest program up within a few hours of when it actually airs. So later today, you guys could pull it up and say, I should have said so-and-so, right? I forgot to mention such-and-such, you know, but we all do that.
Or I really sound like that, right?
We all sound different. Remember, you're only hearing 60% of what you sound like, you know, from inside. You don't get what's going outside.
But good point.
All right. Yeah. Hey, something else we must bring up, too, is what this means in terms of economic development for the entire community. Because you're bringing in 50,000 folks, some, like you said, Jim, and, you know, these artists, and you're getting all these national recognitions as this is a hot festival for artists to take part in. That has to mean something to the community at large, right?
Absolutely. And each year we reach out further. We've advertised in Arbus Magazine in Jacksonville and St. Augustine area. That's their arts and culture magazine there. We advertise in Pensacola and Panama City. And so we're looking for those population centers that are within driving distance of Tallahassee. And we have quite a few people coming from those areas to this festival because this is a high-quality festival. I know I used to travel to the Winter Park Art Festival every year and enjoyed that. And actually, we have fashioned the growth of our festival after that. We've learned a lot. We go to the Pensacola Art Festival, too, to learn from them. And now we have an amazing festival here in Tallahassee and drawing lots of visitors and folks down. And it's definitely an economic boom for us.
Well, Kelly Dozier just mentioned a magical city name, Ann Kozielewski, which is St. Augustine. And any visitor there knows there are all these little quirky shops and back alleys and stuff where you can find local artists plying their trade year-round. Is that beyond little obvious places like we have here in Tallahassee, like Railroad Square and such? Is that kind of on local artist radar screen? Boy, that would be neat if we could have something like that here.
Oh, yeah. You're seeing people gathering around and, to use the phrase, popping up. We have a group called Sketch Crawl. And they go around the city, go around the area, and they'll gather and meet and just focus on a particular part of the city and draw it from different aspects. We have more and more small galleries that are forming, and the young 20-somethings are very active in putting their art out there. We have murals that are coming up all around Tallahassee through Tallahassee street art, and the prominence of the art being shown in Tallahassee. You've got restaurants that are showing a lot of local artists. We work with a loft hotel to hang art in their lobby of local artists. And they're one of the sponsors for Chain of Parks. And so absolutely, it's a very vibrant community, very vibrant.
We're talking about the upcoming LeBoyne Chain of Parks Art Festival happening in downtown Tallahassee this Saturday and Sunday, 10 until 5 both days. And we've got Festival Chair Kelly Dozier, LeBoyne Executive Director Ann Kozielewski, and Festival Patron Jim Davis with us. He also heads up Sustainable Tallahassee. We'll add your emails and your phone calls to the conversation, too, 414-1234, or perspectives at WFSU.org for the email. We'll return. We are back on Perspectives, talking about the Chain of Parks Art Festival up and coming this weekend in conjunction, not necessarily totally connected to, but happening at the same time, Southern Shakespeare Festival is happening down at Cascades Park. And we're talking again about opportunities for people to improve their homes, their places of business.
Lives.
Uh-huh. With you were mentioning pictures of Tallahassee, be it photographs, Jim Davis, which is kind of the love of your life there, or paintings or drawings or that kind of thing. What is more unique than a one-of-a-kind artistic expression of where you live?
Absolutely, and that's our featured piece of art this year. Every year we have an artist who creates a piece of art for us for the festival, and this year we contacted Jennifer Odom, and she created this beautiful Tallytown image for us. It's very colorful. It's got a wonderful sun over our city, and we've just loved having this image to play with for the past year and as we promote our festival. And we will have artist-signed posters available at the festival at the souvenir tent. We have souvenirs, T-shirts, note cards, all kinds of fun things that you can buy with this image and share it with everybody.
Yeah, I love to deconstructing it here. Of course, the Capitol, that just stands out like crazy. But then you have a number of other downtown. Let's see, Westcott.
We have Westcott. Mm-hmm. We have Smoky Hollow, the three homes at Smoky Hollow. And we have the Cascades Park Amphitheater.
I'm just trying to make out who the band is that's playing in the amphitheater.
Yes. your favorite band, Tom.
Yeah. You can project into it whatever you want. art.
That's a wonderful thing about art.
That's true.
Yeah, exactly.
It's open to interpretation
here. But speaking of bands, we're going to have live entertainment on the main stage both days, Saturday and Sunday. So that's something that's really fun as you come and sample foods from some of the best food trucks in our area and sit down in the center court and enjoy the live entertainment there. And along with that, we have Jacques Lemoine coming back this year. He was there last year. And he is Lemoine's namesake, the first European artist to come to Florida and create images of what he saw here in Florida and take that back to Europe. So that was the first view of what Florida looked like that Europeans got. And this was back in the 1560s. And so we have brought him back to life so people can know who he was and what he meant to Florida. And he was an artist. And this is what art does. I mean, back then they didn't have photography. So
the original Facebook.
That's right.
There you go.
So it took an artist to sketch the images, and that is really referenced all the time when folks look back at Florida history. They look at those images to tell them what the natives look like, some of their habits and what they wore, and you know, it includes the Spanish and the French and everybody who was around here at that time.
Well, Kelly Dozier, I bet you have told a story that at least 90% of even old-time Tallahasseans do not realize. They know about Lemoine. They have no idea who Lemoine was or why this organization was named after that individual.
You are right. And I kept hearing that and decided, you know what? We need to bring this guy back to life. Who That's is great. This person named Lemoine? So you can find out more about him. He's actually going to be in a mini encampment. We have samples of his sketches. We have an animated video that tells a story about the French Huguenots when they came to Florida. We have coloring books with his images available. You can take photos with him. We have a Be the Art with one of his images, so you can stick your face through and take a picture and be one of those French Huguenots for the day. But lots of fun, and I think we call it edutainment, I heard yesterday. You know, it's fun education. So.
Well, and it's a huge part of this area's history, too, which is an onion we are only slowly peeling back. A lot of it started, of course, with the Mission San Luis revelations going back there into the mid to late 1600s and early 1700s. But whether it was the legacy of the Chairs family here in this area or just so much of early U.S. history happened in this little part of the world. And we kind of forget that sometimes. So
that's right. I mean, we're between Pensacola and St. Augustine, which are, you know, just full of history, obviously. I think they're rivaling each other for the first settled and longest settlement in the nation. But we're right here in the middle, and all those folks traveled all around. We certainly had plenty of Native Americans here. So we thought, given that Lemoine is the name of the art center and the festival, that we would kind of let everybody know who this guy was.
Okay.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Jim, talk about that connection for the benefit of folks maybe who just tuned in late after we started the program there, that connection between this festival and Sustainable Tallahassee, which you had up there. What, if they think festivals, sustainability, green, what?
Well, the idea, and I think, and it says so also in our in the program here, ideas of reduce the waste. You know, you mentioned earlier in the program that when you leave festivals, you see waste, you know. So the idea is to try to educate people about recycling. You know, throughout the festival, we were going to have volunteers who would be in light green shirts that will help people. Can you recycle this? Can you not recycle this? Talk about composting. So that's a big emphasis that's out there. We're going to work with the food trucks there to help with the composting and hopefully, you know, leftover or food that cannot be served, you know, at the patrons because, you know, maybe they weren't able to sell it. See about delivering that to nonprofits. The idea is to make us, again, as little waste as possible, you know, in the community and educate people along that lines.
Yeah, I'm waiting for maybe some of the beads that get thrown out during springtime Tallahassee to be made with that, let me see, what is it, the plant-based plastic they're making up in Georgia right now.
Right,
so,
yeah.
You know, they'll melt away within 24 hours. Right. You won't have to worry about it.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing is trying to, you know, encourage people to bring their own water bottle, you know, and we're going to, through things to the city, have containers there for people could fill up their water bottles. And there will be a thing outside Lemoyne that they could also fill up their water bottle. Mm-hmm. How to lead a more sustainable life. You know, what type of community do you want for your grandchildren in Tallahassee?
I have some relations who came down here. This is a total aside, yep. Guys. Please excuse me for a second, but who came down from the north not too long ago. And I, of course, you know, I'm proud of the town. I take them all over the place. Look at the Capitol. Look at this. Look at that. But the one thing that stuck with them is, boy, you guys have a really clean city. They were used to a lot more litter along the roads there and, you know, deteriorated neighborhoods and that. Not saying we don't have some that, you know, need rehab bad. But it still struck them that this is a very comparatively pristine and nice place.
It's an excellent place. You know, I've been here 40 years. Our kids two daughters were raised here and went through school here. And it is a great community. And we hope to keep it that way. You know, I mean, I have two grandsons and hopefully that they'll grow up here too and realize the community that we've seen.
So. Yeah, but only if we, you know, kind of keep it together
So. We are growing as a community and we need to keep that perspective of growth at the same time of keeping green. And, you know, one of our sponsors that we're having that's helping with the keeping green is a Four Point Sheraton. You know, they're a LEED certified, you know, green hotel hospitality in this town. So,
and that sets an example for other businesses that want to do the same.
Well, that's the other thing we're coming out with is a green business recognition program to try to help communities or businesses in our community think about green.
Well, and nothing could be greener or, depending upon the other colorations that might be part of the artwork, redder or yellower or oranger or purpler than the upcoming festival of the Lemoyne Chain of Parks Art Fest downtown this weekend. And that, again, is – you talk about clean and green kind of development, Kelly Dozier. That kind of meets it because the people come, they enjoy, they hopefully spend whole bunches of money and take the artwork home with them and – they're gone.
Yes, yes.
Leaving not a trace.
Yes. That's
right. I mean, I think the festivals has always done a good job of keeping things neat and clean during and after the festival. But how much of it ends up in the landfill was the question. And we're trying to reduce that. And it can be done. And at the same time, kind of let people know about recycling like they didn't know about Lemoyne. Well, now they're going to learn a little bit more about recycling, too. And it's a process. It's not going to happen, you know, this weekend. Everything's not going to be absolutely perfect. But we're starting the process. We're educating people about recycling and sustainability and how you can do it even at a festival. So I'm thrilled that Sustainable Tallahassee agreed to partner with us. Green Party events, Four Points, all those folks who came together, the city and the county have been tremendous in helping us as well. And so we'll see how this goes. We will learn also through the process, and we'll find out how to improve it for next year too.
Mm-hmm. Which is already, as you pointed out, Kelly, our festival being one of the preeminent events of its kind now nationwide, not just in the Southeast, not just in Florida, but we are big league, Anne.
Absolutely. It's the artwork is phenomenal. The artists are terrific, and the people in Tallahassee and the surrounding area have an opportunity here to come and experience this jewel that has grown and with lots of nurturing and hard work to become the jewel of the spring festivals. Of course, I'm biased. But yes, it's an opportunity. And it's not just the experience of the visual art. You know, Kelly and her crew start working on the festival for next year, Monday, I think it is. And There's always a new element to keep it interesting and to keep it growing and developing so that everyone has something to experience and enjoy. You don't have to buy any artwork. Come down, experience it, be with your family. Introduce your children to the arts. That's invaluable to their growth. That's invaluable to their development. Let them get their hands dirty down in the village. There's nothing more satisfying to a child than being a part, literally, to be a part of the artwork. And that experience will stay with that child throughout their lives, and they will take it into every aspect of their lives. I mean, art design is in everything we do. It's in our clothes, our car, our microphones that we're speaking into. Someone somewhere designed them. Someone somewhere had a box of crayons at one time and took it in the direction that their muse took them. And this is how it starts, in a festival, being introduced to clay or finger painting or something like that. This is where it starts.
Mm-hmm. Or in the case of photography, Jim Davis, where you have someone who you could have 10 people look at the very, very same thing, and yet through photography, each one brings a little bit of themselves to capturing that image, and they're never the same.
Oh, no doubt. Exactly. Yeah.
I remember hearing about Clyde Butcher. He would stand up to his neck in an alligator-infested swamp, waiting for the right moment to take that picture.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
if you've ever seen a studio down in, you know, in Everglades City, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
Okay. And as Kelly Dozier thumbs through the program there, looking at the multiplicity of sponsors. Boy, that has grown, too. You talk about community support for an event. You have page after page of not just patrons like Jim Davis, but private and public sector supporters for the festival.
Absolutely. We couldn't do it without all our sponsor support. And people really take a personal interest in the festival, and they love it. They, you know, I often hear it's, you know, I can't wait for this time of year to go down to the festival. It's just so much fun. And Mad Dog Construction has been our presenting sponsor for the last 5 years, and we thank them very much. That gets us going. You know, Aloft Hotel, they come down there and set up their bar. And they bring mimosas, Bloody Marys, craft beer, wine. It's just wonderful what they have there, and they do that for us. And so it's another way to enjoy the festival, visiting that bar. We get lots of publicity from lots of our media allies, including WFSU. Thank you, Tom. And Capital City Bank is another one of our major sponsors who's been there with us since the very start. So, and all our other sponsors, they're there. Some of them are working. They're helping us actually create the festival. Others give us the funding that we need to promote the festival and get everything put together. So it's amazing. And this is also one of the major fundraisers for the Lemoyne Center for the Visual Arts. So when you come down to the festival and you buy a souvenir or you buy a beer, you're actually helping Lemoyne fund the exhibits and the education programs that go on at Lemoyne all year long.
Okay, and which is something, of course, we've been following with a great deal of interest and concern for many years. Through a tough stretch there a few years ago, things rip-roaring back to normal now and moving ahead. Lots of possible good things on the horizon for Lemoyne in the future?
Well, that's what we're hoping for and working towards. And, you know, it's things like the festival that continue to keep our name out there in front of the people and keep them coming back.
Okay, well, let's see. We get one more call here. Jerry from Havana. How you doing, Jerry? Welcome to Perspectives.
Hey, Tom. This is Jerry. And I'm coming from Havana. This will be the first time that we've tried to go to the show. And I'm wondering, where do we park coming from the north? And you might even want to help other people coming from other directions. Any advice?
Oh, absolutely. Well,
yes, Jerry. I'm glad you're coming to the festival. Thank you. There is parking everywhere downtown. We have secured parking from Capital City Bank and other businesses. All the on-street parking is free during the weekends. We have pedicabs driving around. So if you end up a couple of blocks away and don't want to walk, you can hitch a ride to the festival. But there's lots of parking downtown in Tallahassee. So come on in. Monroe Street is open. So you can get all the way through. We've closed several streets. We're just east of Monroe, and you can park along Monroe or any of those side roads.
And that's a good thing, too. You're not in competition with, like, state government workers and stuff for parking spaces on the weekend, Jerry. So anywhere around there. But if you're coming in on Calhoun Street, just remember, because that's blocked off, because that's where the festival is going to be. Likewise,
right.
Heading in the other direction for Gadsden Street. So
correct.
Just wanted to let you know.
Call Street is open, though.
Call Street is open. Okay.
Yes.
Well, folks, we could go on and on, but it's time to adjourn. And you guys got a lot of work to do in preparation for this coming Saturday and Sunday, 10 until 5, both days. The Lemoyne Chain of Parks Art Festival, the 16th annual going on in downtown Tallahassee. Kelly Dozier, Jim Davis, and, of course, Ann Kozalewski. Thank you guys for coming on and talking about it this morning on Perspectives.
Thank you, Tom.
Our pleasure.
Perspectives produced by WFSU-FM in Tallahassee. Taylor Cox and Lido Rawls working behind the glass today. I'm Tom Flanagan. Next week, taking a little hiatus in deference to WFSU-FM's Spring Pledge Drive. We hope you'll keep your calls and online contacts coming, though, by making a pledge of support so programs like Perspectives can continue on your public radio station.
Perspectives are available by calling 1-800-829-8809. Log on to WFSU.org for online archives and podcasts. Perspectives is a production of 88.9 WFSU-FM, Tallahassee.